Presidential Pitfalls, White House Lies, and Washington Legends was the theme of a talk by renowned journalist and political analyst Helen Thomas. She is the first woman officer of the White House Correspondents Association, as well as the first woman officer of the National Press Club. Last month, Thomas asked Presidential Advisor for Homeland Security and Counterterrorism John Brennan why Al-Qaeda wants to do America harm, but Brennan seems to have evaded Thomas's question.
I'm saying it's because of an Al-Qaeda organization that uses the banner of religion in a very perverse and corrupt way.
Why?
This is a long issue, but Al-Qaeda is just determined to carry out attacks here against the homeland.
But you haven't explained why.
Why does Al-Qaeda wish harm on America? It's the simple question that Thomas felt went unanswered.
I was hoping for a real answer. We have interrogated people for 9 years. We've tortured them and so forth just to get information. Well, what did they learn? What is it? I personally don't believe it's religion. I believe when we invade a country and try to occupy them and take whatever they have and kill their people, that is wrong.
Thomas recalls the tragedy of 9/11, but says the war in Afghanistan has gone too far.
The attack on the World Trade Center was real horrible, but the people who did it died. And, of course, they killed so many people. But how long do you carry this on and killing innocent civilians? I think it's wrong. I don't understand what reason they're giving for dying, to continue to die.
Do you think that journalists aren't asking the right questions?
They aren't asking why. They aren't asking the hard questions. I think they are focused a lot, and they have gotten tougher. I think they let the country down in the run-up to the Iraqi war, invasion. But I think they are getting tougher now, but they still are not asking. I mean, they act like these wars belong somewhere else and that they're taking our budget and so forth. $1 trillion for war?
She had hoped that America would have learned from Vietnam and not merely accepted having U.S. troops sent to a war with no proof or justification for the extended campaigns in Iraq or Afghanistan. But Thomas says it's up to the people to make sure their questions are answered and that presidents can't always be expected to answer her questions.
Because I think some of them are really tough and it takes a lot of courage to answer them. But at the same time, I believe the question is out there, and this is your role, too. Leave the questions, let people think about it, and let them decide what the answer is.
Even Tampa locals went out to see Thomas, including John Thomas, who is Helen's nephew. CEO of the Tampa Chamber of Commerce, Bob Rohrlach, was rather impressed by her speech.
These type of events that help us record living history. She has seen a phenomenal amount of American history take place being in the White House press corps. So to record what she has experienced is something that I think we all can learn from. And it was good to see so many young people here listening to what she was saying.
Thomas said that student loans should be more easily available and that there should be less focus on science and more civic education. She was responding to Janet Bryan, an education major at Valencia Community College.
She was very funny and wise because she had covered so many different presidents, so many different presidential styles, so she has a vast array of knowledge.
And Thomas compared the foreign policy rhetoric of Obama's administration to the past rhetoric under Bush. She said the difference was slim.
I don't think there's much of a difference, unfortunately. I think it's very bad that President Obama has expanded the war in Afghanistan. And I think this wanton killing and dying is for what? There's no explanation for it that really accepts all this destruction and death.
In more than half a century of covering presidents, Thomas considers Kennedy to be the best president and Nixon the worst. She says Lyndon Johnson's administration was the most positive and interesting, and Reagan was the most successful in achieving his goals by dramatically moving the country to the far right. She considers George W. Bush to be a tragedy, but commended his father for winning the Gulf War and being more democratic. Reporting from Orlando for WMNF News, I'm Joshua Holton.